been very gracious in welcoming me back, and I just thought I'd share with you a little bit about the trip that I took to Haiti. It's an annual thing. I go every October, end of October, teaching in Haiti Bible Institute. If you don't know where Haiti is, it's right there. It is. You see the tip of Florida there in the top left-hand corner, and then you go south of Florida, and you come across Cuba. That's how JFK said it, by the way. And then just to the east of that is the country of Haiti. So it's altogether about 4 hours of flying. It's not really bad at all. But it's an entirely different world down there. And there's a lot of brokenness in that country, spiritual and physical. And they're still recovering from the great earthquake several years back. There's quite a bit of corruption in the government. What they need is the gospel. What they need is truth that transforms lives. And so part of that ministry, part of that process is through Haiti Bible Institute. Jim Burse is the founder of Haiti Bible Institute. God has entrusted him with a tremendous ministry, On Target Ministries. He is supported by us as one of our missionaries, Jim and Anna are. And he actually goes to several different places around the world in teaching and equipping national pastors to reach and teach their people. I first met him the first time I went over to Egypt in 2007. And since then, we've developed a great relationship, and he has invited me to teach at Haiti Bible Institute. The bottom picture there is the whole module of students. It's the undergraduate and the graduate modules. Cohorts, I should say. There are 19 students in my cohort that I'm teaching. They're still in their undergraduate studies. I will continue with them all the way up through their graduate studies. That's the plan now anyway. So I go back every October and teach a module there. It's an intense 8 days of classes. They begin their first class at 6:30 in the morning. Their last class ends at 9:20 p.m. It's very intense. I'm not teaching that whole time. There are two of us who share the teaching in the undergraduate studies, and then two share the teaching at the graduate levels. Next October, the plan is for me to go back, and I will be teaching one class on eschatology. And then after that, it will be like an ordination. Counts not strictly ordination, but they will be responsible for writing their complete thorough doctrinal statement, and then I and another professor will review that through that with them in preparation for them to graduate from this course. So it is rigorous. There's a high degree of responsibility and accountability to this, and I'm privileged to be a part of this. God has blessed Haiti Bible Institute with this facility to meet. This is they call it a guest house. It's like a hotel motel kind of thing, but Anderson is the owner of it, and they make it available to Jim Burse and Haiti Bible Institute. The rooms are there, cafeteria. They have a chef there that cooks for us while we're there, and the classrooms all meet in this place, and it's been a tremendous blessing to the ministry. So that we don't have to worry about all the crazy logistics and maintenance of trying to keep up a place. For example, the power, the electricity is very, very inconsistent in Haiti. And this hotel has a generator the size of our minivan. And that whenever the city power goes out, you know, that thing kicks right in, and we have consistent power there in the rooms and for the teaching and all of that. So this is an addition. This was not here last year, but now this is an addition that Anderson has built onto this. It's five floors up. You see that staircase there? Guess what they don't have in Haiti? Elevators. And guess what else they don't do in Haiti? They don't eat dinner. They serve breakfast and they serve lunch, and that's it. So get this. Only two meals a day, climbing these stairs several times a day. Thank you very much. I lost 8 pounds. All right? So it was hard work. This is a classroom here. This is the cohort that I'm teaching. It's 19 students, very dedicated students there. And I taught them, this time I taught them Old Testament Survey. So it's Old Testament Survey 1 and 2. Every time I go, I teach them two classes, and the Old Testament Survey was all of two classes. So, you know, there is a pile of information in the Old Testament. So we took them through the entire Old Testament in 8 days. And if any of you are here back in 2005, you know, we did the walk through the Bible thing, creation, fall, flood, nations, and 77 key points throughout the Old Testament. We did that. That helped keep them awake through it all. And they also presented that on Sunday morning before everybody who was there worshiping on Sunday morning. So here they are taking a quiz on Old Testament geography. Very dedicated students, and generally they do well. Some of them struggle because they've not ever had this kind of level of expectation in their education system, but they are working at it and they're very dedicated to it. This is just from the back of the class. Standing up there is I had two translators, and this is one of them here. His name is Stevenson, very dedicated student. Some of these guys know as many as 4 or 5 languages. So, Sunday morning we had a worship service, and standing next to me there is my other translator, and Jim Burse asked me to bring the scriptural exposition on Sunday morning, and so Spencer translated for me there, and then on that platform we did the whole Old Testament review in front of the whole module that is there, which was pretty fun to do, and they really, really enjoyed that. When we were done with those 8 days of classes, the host pastor down there, his name is Prediston, and he is the one that helps Jim select the students, the pastors and prospective students for Haiti Bible Institute. They go through a tight screening process to determine their aptitude and their dedication to the course. But Prediston also runs an orphanage, and this is an orphanage that I visited after all the classes were done on Wednesday afternoon. There are over 220 children at this orphanage. I and another professor went. They were sitting in this big assembly area outside. It's like a big pavilion. And Prediston had them sitting there, and we spoke with them for a little bit. And then he had them all come up and surround us. And they did. Over 200 students came up and just surrounded us. And some of them are that tall, literally. And they were the ones closest to me. And I'm like, some of these kids are going to get trampled. And this little 5-year-old girl, because the girls were sitting up there closest, she was the first one up. She's down there. She's about to get trampled. And she looks up at me and goes like this. This is the other professor. The one in the foreground is Prediston. You see that smile on his face? It is always there. This man has the biggest heart I've ever met. And he's the one that runs this orphanage. He is overwhelmed in that orphanage. Most of these kids are just abandoned by their parents. Many of them are the product of sex trafficking. Oftentimes what happens, because they do have a school there for these children, sometimes parents will come in, drop their kids off, and never come back. And he says, we can't just put them out on the street. The need is overwhelming. He has bought more property to build another orphanage, and he's paid $38,000 on it. He lacks $77,000 to purchase the property. They have told him when he pays up to half of what's remaining, then he can start building on the property. My projection is that by the summer of 2017, they will already be in the building stages of the second orphanage, and there's very much a possibility where we might be able to go and help them with that. That is not a formal presentation to the church. It's just a prospect. I will be having conversations with the missions committee about that as well, but the need there is just utterly overwhelming. When those kids wouldn't leave us alone. They're starving for attention, and when we first got there and they came up and surrounded us, then we start walking over to see their dorms where they live and stuff like that, and the kids are just hanging on to you. literally hanging on to every square inch of my pants. Okay? And I was like, my wallet, checking my wallet back there and stuff. We go into Predestins. We go into Preston's office, and the kids know that they can't just walk in. So they sit there at the door, and then more of them are pushing in and pushing in. Finally, they're overwhelming his office, right? And then they're around us, and Rick, the other professor, and I are sitting there, and they're swarming us. And they're running their fingers through our hair. They're pulling my beard, and all of this stuff is like, it's like, you'd think we were a freak show of some sort. I don't know. But they just, you know, they just love the attention. They want the attention. They're starving for it. When Rick and I were done, we got back into the SUV. And we both just wept. And that was all in 1 hour on a Wednesday afternoon. So maybe that's something you can be in prayer about, that the Lord will give us direction. Is this something that we can help with as a church? Be in prayer about that, because, you know, those who are in the position to do so will be exploring that and making decisions on that. And if we do move in that direction, you'll certainly be hearing more about that. But, I mean, there's already been those who've come up to me and said, I want to be there. You know, so this is not a formal presentation. This is not a plea. This is not a proposal. It's just I'm letting you know what I was exploring, because the board and the missions committee asked me to explore this when I was down there. And so let me just tell you, there's very, very real possibility for us to really make a difference down there. But I know the gospel of truth, the gospel of Christ, is making a big difference too, because these men are going out. One of the students in Haiti Bible Institute is the mayor of a town. And that town has 64,000 people. And he went to Jim Burse and he says, Jim, he says, you know, you reach one student and you reach 64,000 people. How's that for a missions philosophy? I like that. So thank you as a church for supporting On Target Ministry and Haiti Bible Institute, and for supporting me, allowing me to go down there and invest this time into the lives of these young men who are making a very, very critical difference in this very dark and broken island nation. Would you stand with me, please, this morning for the invocation?